Holiday travel may be a bit different this year than in previous journeys. The new and heightened security measures enforced by the Transportation Security Administration at airports across the country will likely add time in getting to the gate for departure. Jane Gunn with the Travel Company of Monroe offers primary instruction for those heading to the airport.
Be early. Get there early. That's a big thing. No matter if it's a small airport like Monroe or a large airport, the flights are going to be full. So getting through security lines and just checking in, it's going to take longer.
Stories of full body scans and pat downs caused a stir during the Thanksgiving holiday. Security procedures will likely be administered more frequently as the holidays near. This Christmas will mark the one-year anniversary of the attempted bombing of a Northwest flight bound for Detroit. A planned act of terror by Umar Farouk Abdulmutallah, who came to be known as the underwear bomber. Security delays may not be the only hindrance to catching a flight. Gunn says not having a designated seat is another issue when airlines see full capacity this time of year.
A lot of times people do not have seat assignments, so it's critical that if you can't continue to try to get your seat assignment, but a lot of times airlines block a lot of seats for their frequent travelers. And a lot of those seats will open up 24 hours in advance. So try to go online or call the airline. But if you still can't get a seat assignment, again, get there really early.
She says as airlines typically overbook, it's imperative that a customer arrive early for the best chance at making their flight.
A lot of times people will make reservations and you have a confirmed ticket, but you can't always get a seat number in advance. And the scary part about that is that, airlines do overbook. So, if you don't have a seat number, you could get bumped off the plane if they've oversold the flight.
For those who are seeking to enjoy time away on the sea, Gunn says access to travel on a cruise is still a relatively simple procedure.
You can still travel with a certified copy of your birth certificate and a photo ID. We still strongly recommend that you get a passport. We prefer that, and the cruise line prefers that, but it's not mandatory.
She says when it comes to packing for a trip, gathering items for a cruise remains in some ways more convenient than air travel.
Cruise lines are pretty lenient as far as, it's not quite as strict on they don't have the 3-ounce rule as far as liquids and that sort of thing. Traveling by plane, you still have those rules in place. You can only have 3 ounces or less of any liquid to carry on the plane. If you're going to carry anything larger than that, like, a large shampoo or something like that, you still have to have it in your checked bags.
However, there are some items that should not be checked but remain with you.
Don't pack anything that's really important in your checked suitcase. Carry those things on the plane with you. Medications, anything like that that you might need.
Parents traveling with children should keep in mind to carry on an item to comfort their child if they are not used to traveling by plane or boat. It's also a good idea, if flying, to take along something to eat for you and your child.
A lot of times they don't serve meals anymore on the airplane.
According to Gunn, there is an increase in the number of travelers this year compared to last.
My partners in travel across the state that I've talked to, they're seeing the same thing. So we've been very blessed in this part of the country.
And chances are, if you're not making a trip, you may very well be next year.
But I think overall, we're forecasting next year is really going to be a good year.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.